Hey, warriors. Hey, listeners. It's Julie Brown. Welcome to your new episode of Happy Hamstrings. Today is Sunday, February the 5th, and I'm just out running some errands. I'm actually parked right now. I'm not driving. Had to get some things for the house, and I thought I would just stop on really quick and say hello and let you all know how things are going. I've been building workouts, is something that I stayed busy with way before I started this podcast, because long before I started my yoga teacher training, I spent a lot of time with my personal training clients and the workouts I designed for them, and trying to increase their mobility, their strength, their flexibility, you know, everything. And also I study a lot. And anyway, this new job requires that I use their software. So I've been building programs as I have time. I've spent a load of time building new programs, or some of them out of my notebook, I should say, taking other programs that I like and redesigning them around what I think would make them better. Like, this is what personal trainers do. They work a lot and they're off time, but that's just part of the position, because you only get paid for the time you're with the client. And this is what people get so confused about, why it costs so much, because you're not just getting their time when you're with them. Like, when I have a client, I'm thinking about all the time how I can make their workouts better. And I have to design their program before we meet, clearly. I don't just pull it out of my rabbit out of a hat. Anyway, so when I do meet some clients, I've got some potential things that I can restructure, redesign, edit, add to, take away from, based on where they're at and where they want to be, because I always have a different range of clients, and I want to be prepared way ahead of time based on my experience to help people become familiar slowly with the machines if they want to take it kind of slowly. I've done some body weight exercises for people who travel, like programs, and I have a lot of videos to make, so I've been making notes so I can make these videos all at once. I'll probably go in and make some at the gym when I can get some time. It probably won't be tomorrow, because I have a lot on my plate for tomorrow. But I'm already making a list of workout videos I need to make. I'll probably just link them from my YouTube if I can do it that way. I should test it with one before I make all of them. Test it with one and then make a whole slew of videos and have them on my YouTube as reference tools for the public, and also for my app that I'm having to use. I get to work here, but they're not making it optional for what app I use. So that's fine. I can deal with that. So I've already been working on that. Here's the really cool thing. I'm not good with technology, and I had an aha moment where I figured out that I could take all these programs that I had in my notebooks, and I already had been inputting them and editing them and, you know, trying to... Sorry about that interruption. I forgot to turn my phone on Do Not Disturb, and I leave it on Do Not Disturb most of the time. Let's go ahead and fix that. Had a phone call come in. So what I've been doing is I've been going through these exercise libraries, and there are a lot of videos available. However, there are some that I think it is lacking. So I'm going to make some videos. I'm already making a list. So once I figure out how to upload one in a way that works with the software, then I will just go down this list and make them all at once rather than a few at a time as I meet clients. I would rather have all this stuff ready, because there are a lot of really good exercises that are not in there. And the same thing with anything like this, because there are so many exercises. The other fun thing is trying to figure out all the different nicknames for all the different exercises, because there are a lot of exercises with three or four nicknames, by the way. That's always fun. You call it one thing or call it another, it's the same thing, it's just called that, whatever. So I've been navigating with my notebook doing that, making little side notes, high-low plank, sometimes called up and down plank, or whatever, hover to regular plank. There's all these nicknames for the combination exercises especially. And I don't see any sprawls in this software. But anyway, I'm going to I'm going to make a bunch of videos. I'll probably get a great workout. And I want to actually try some of these that I just designed today. Because I really like the way they're looking. And I'm like, I would rather try it before the client. But I'm probably going to start getting clients. I feel like it's going to happen pretty quickly. If not, you know, we'll see. I know there's a time allowance of navigating through building your clientele. So I know that's just the thing. That's not my learning curve. My learning curve is the software. So I've been doing that kind of like all day, just building programs. And I haven't started adding like week two, week three, week four, because, well, I'm not going to go into all the things with the software, but I will say that, I'm glad I've got a few consultations tomorrow night where I can meet with potential clients and help them navigate, you know, give them tools as much as possible in that one short meeting. But what a lot of people don't understand is it's really important to listen to your trainer when you have a trainer and do several sessions to learn more than, you know, like all of our books can't be consolidated into 1 hour. So I've actually had clients that just said like, oh, there's no point in me doing that, or asking me like, why should I do the other side? That makes no sense. Well, it does. And, or you do need this exercise, or there is a point to this exercise. Like there's so many times where I've been, challenged, and I don't bite back when people do that. I just like, if I know I'm right, I know I'm right. So I don't try to prove myself. Especially as I get like freaking older and older, I don't feel the need to like try to prove myself anymore. And it's sort of weird. I'm recording here because I'm sitting right outside of this workout place, which is now is a different chain. But in the 90s, this building I'm looking directly at was the Gold's Gym. Actually the first gym I worked at inside that building. And it's funny. I don't know. It's funny to me. It's still a gym, but it just has changed gyms so many times. And since the 90s, it's been other gyms, because it was another gym before it was this one that wasn't Gold's. Anyway, I've watched so many gyms come and go. That's why I say it's like the demographic is different over in the Hoover area than it is here. So I'm just going to be patient and trust that I'm correct in that. All right. So anyway, since I'm not at home, I'm eager to get back home, especially since I've been doing work and cooking all day. So I'm going to go ahead and end this. And when I forget, I don't feel right when I don't say it. So I'm going to say it. May you be happy and healed, inspired and free. May we find peace and healing. And may we please come together to find a way to be a source of peace and healing for all of life. Thank you so much for your time and listening, and I will see you soon, or talk to you soon. Namaste.